that women tend to get a little bit confrontational or argumentative or maybe a little bit defensive when men
say
give you
like
their perspective, and yet we want to argue what men want when they're literally telling us over and over what men want.
This is part two of a prior podcast I talked about, which initially was about the traditional versus modern type of thinking with women. And I ran into somebody that I was chatting with online that was very modern, very independent. I was calling her a bucking bronco because she was just that adamant about men not controlling her and telling her what to do, and this is how I live. But also wanted to be spoiled. Sorry about that. I was just looking at a text message. I was like, cool. Well, you can't have both. Like, you can't be this boss bitch and complain about men not wanting to be with you because you're not being subservient or you're not being agreeable. And because of you not being those things that a man that you're attracted to wants, of course, he's not going to sign up for it. And, you know, that was a lot of back and forth going on. And eventually she ended up giving me an answer because I kept saying, okay, obviously we don't agree. So what's the compromise here? That's always my way to go. It's like, okay, I can see you're thinking completely different than I am. And there's no right or wrong. What is the middle ground here? And her response was, in a roundabout way, I'm paraphrasing all of this because I deleted it. I was like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And she was telling me that, okay, well, I guess I'll meet you halfway. I'll bring my own drink and we can talk so that no money can be spent. Like a very patronizing, condescending tone in her message. Basically agreeing, begrudgingly agreeing to a compromise, because what I was saying made sense. She understood that. She understood that, hey, if you are traditional, no doubt about it. I'm all for if you're a traditional woman and you wanting to be that, then you go find your traditional man that wants that. No doubt about it. But the part that got to me, which I had to cut off and I had to actually sleep on, was, hey, I'm a kind of person that I love getting into arguments or debating, or I get really riled up when I'm trying to have some sort of discussion. And I'm saying to myself, man, I'm tired of dealing with people that enjoy having debates all the fucking time. Like, I don't want to have a debate. It's not, especially in the relationship dynamic. I understand if it's my job. I understand if it's something that I enjoy doing altogether outside. But in a relationship, I'm trying to have a calmness to it. I'm trying to have, I want a relationship to feel like a sanctuary and a fun zone. Like a place where I can be myself, at peace. I can express. I can have fun. I don't want to be fucking saying things to light you up and get you riled up, and then you want to argue about things all the time. That happened in my last relationship, where you could tell this person was used to combating with the partner. I'm like, look, you may enjoy that. You may enjoy arguing, but that's not me, dude. That's never going to be me. I don't want to go into a relationship or a connection with anybody where their form of enjoyment is having combativeness, especially as a woman going up against a man. Like, I think women like that are so used to men trying to push them down, and they're in a way want to be like G.I. Jane, like fucking fighting and shit, like nonstop wanting to get the point across and be right all the time. It's the idea that women want to be right all the time and want to tell you how to be. And I'm saying to myself, if you are getting riled up and combative, where you are discussing this with me all day, and then you agree, but in a way you agree where you're patronizing me and you're condescending to the theory of me being, and again, I told her, I don't care if you're 100% right. I'm not into a connection to make somebody know that I'm right all the time. That's not my energy. I'm too old for that shit. Like, I'm too old to try to feed my ego that I have to be right all the time. I'm just talking because this is how I feel. Like, the things I say is because of how I feel and how I view the world. And I know that the way you view the world is going to be completely fucking different. So I respect it. It's not something I'm going to go ahead and say, well, because you don't think the way I think, then I'm going to go ahead and change you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and persuade you. No, I don't give a fuck about doing any of that. I don't truly fucking care. But unfortunately, with women like that, you can tell that they're used to going to battle with men. And in her case, she likes it. She likes arguing about the values and principles that a man should have. I hear you. I get it. I understand you want men to want to dine you. That's the way you were raised. That's the way you want to go about doing business. I get it. But you don't got to sit there and try to chastise and minimize my view because it doesn't agree with yours. And I think that there's women out there that love getting into that more than are used to it. And I'm saying to myself, why am I trying to be with somebody, any of us? Like, what joy do you get about coming home to your partner and having to argue about shit that doesn't matter? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the first thing I do when I know that I'm in disagreement with somebody, the first thing I do is, okay, what's the compromise? That's the first thing I do, because I get what you're saying, and I get what I'm saying, and obviously what you're saying, I've already understood that side and I appreciate it, but I'm not going to that side. So what's the common ground we can find? And it was so fascinating when I did that recently with the other person. They'll be blown away. Like, I'm not here to battle about my way versus your way. Okay, you agree that way, that's the way you set. Cool. What's the middle ground then? You come up with a common ground. And with this person, I had to ask them 3 different times. I had to say, you know, during this not debate, but her coming to me, and she was just so perplexed as how cool and calm I was about it. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not here to try to dismiss your views. I'm not here for that. I'm here to just tell you, I understand how you feel, but this is how I feel. Okay? You're an orange, I'm an apple. What can we make of this? Since we are not coming to common grounds, what can't we decide on? What is a amicable solution? I provided 3. I said, okay, I go drive up to see you, but I'm not paying for shit. You come down to see me, which is like a 2-hour drive, and I'll pay for everything, because the way I view it is you're making the effort with time, which in my opinion, time is more valuable than money. You're rescheduling your life to drive 5 hours, 2.5 to see me, and 2.5 back just to meet. So therefore, I feel I want to do something for you in return. I want to go ahead and say, okay, take care of you. Whatever restaurant you feel like going to, if you want to put it on me, I'll get you tonight's restaurant. No problem. But none of those options were good enough for her. And again, she had to decide, because my propositions weren't good enough. And that's what she said. You know what? Yeah, we'll meet halfway at a Starbucks. I'll bring my beverage so you don't have to pay. And we could just sit there and I won't order anything. I'm like, bitch, I don't get it. Like, it's like, and I'm looking at her profile. She's a 50-year-old woman. But she's so used to men battling with her. And I guess that's such a, when you hear these podcasts and all these other people talk about relationships, I think the one thing about me, I definitely want somebody that's more agreeable. Not as far as them following along with what I want in a relationship. It's more of, okay, we don't agree, we have a conversation, you obviously spewed your point of view, which I understand. I view my point of view in a respectful way. I understand. We understand, but we still don't find those contrasting views something that you can chew on and be okay with. So let's find a common ground. Like, why can't those disagreements be along those lines? And that's the part that's so perplexing to me all the time, without a doubt. Every time I find that personality, I like strong women. I like women, but man, they just have this need to sharpen their battle axe, to put on their helmet and go to town. And I'm saying to them, I'm not that type. I don't want to argue. I don't want to sit here and try to impose my will onto you, and vice versa. I don't want to control you, but I don't want you to control me. Why can't we just be civil people? But I realized that there are just too many experiences that people have in relationships that is very rare that a man wants to talk about a conflict and doesn't want to impose their views upon you. And that was one thing she was really impressed with, was the fact that you're very articulate and descriptive in why you feel the way you feel. I'm like, yeah, I'm not just going to tell you to do it because to fucking do it. I fucking hate those kind of people. The people that tell you do it because I say so. You do it because I'm a man and you're a woman. And I said, no. I'm going to give you a descriptive fucking explanation about why I am the way I am. That's it. And if you don't like it, that's fine. I mean, I understand that. Like, I'm not here to try to persuade you one way or the other. I resonate with people that are pragmatic, that are open-minded, that are logical, that can remove feelings away from a conversation, can see that even though they may be the exception to the conversation, that most people operate in that way. Like, I understand. I always go back to this. I understand that most men are wanting to impose their will on you. They want you to be agreeable. I don't want you to be agreeable only in conversation, because I want the connection to be a safe haven. I'm too old to deal with whatever battles you like because you enjoy it as a sport. It's like, I'm not built like a guy in that way as well, where I'm trying to chase somebody that plays hard to get. I don't want that. I'd rather go play golf. I'd rather go back to rank play on Call of Duty and try to get a diamond. That's a fucking challenge right there. I don't need that in a relationship context. I want peace and tranquility. I want a safe haven. I want to be able to converse. If we have disagreements, let's talk about them. Let's have fun. Let's create plans. Let's have great intimacy. Let's talk about our ideas, our thoughts, our views without judgment, without any negative energy involved. You would think in theory that that's a very simple thing, but it's a very complicated thing for a lot of people. And I'll never understand that.
It's like they're telling us, and yes, you have some masculine traits and a strong attitude, and you say that when the right man comes along, you'll be feminine, but that's not true. You're not going to give that man the time of day. And in reality, it takes 3 seconds to make a first impression, some odd number like that. And that man is going to immediately disqualify you from wife material.